And Mom would go to feed the little goslings, and I'd always tag along with her and get her to let me hold her in hand. They were so soft and sweet, and I just loved them to death. And the old goose would by yourself, like a child, she'd flog you, and you'd go pick up those goslings. But somehow I managed to get a hold of one through the fence some way. It must have come through where I could reach it, so the old goose wouldn't flog you with her wings. And I carried it around by its little head. I was that young, till I just carried it around by its head and neck till I choked it to death. Mama found me with it, is already dead, and said she just let me carry it that day because I just loved him so much. I didn't know he was dead. I just carried it.
Did you ever have any dogs?
I didn't ever care for dogs. My husband has had a few since we've been married. And my father always kept big old, what he called, hog dogs. He'd take in the woods to help trail up his hogs. He even bought some back in his day, but my husband never did never raised hogs or anything, on just something to eat. And we had a dog when we moved here to Watson Chapel. Something happened to it. I don't know what, it just taken off, I think. Because it barked at night and disturbed the neighbors. Mm-hmm. And I think they just took it off, maybe killed it or threw it away. And then Ann had a little dog, a little bitty poodle-like dog, and it got killed on the highway over the first year we lived here. And then she had one here after we moved to this place here. See, we rented the first year we were at Watson Chapel and bought this van until we could get the house built. And same girl that gave it to her run over it out here on the road and killed it. And that's all dogs that, oh yeah, and somebody gave my husband a dog called it Pat. It was a little dog. He thought, and it was a good rabbit dog. And he thought a lot of that, little old Pat was. But as for me, I never cared for dogs. I liked kittens when I was young, and then when I got older, I didn't care for cats much either. I never wanted, and I never wanted any of them in my house, cats or dogs.
Do you have a name for a dog that was a mixed breed? What'd you call one of those?
No, I don't know. Because most dogs back in those days were mixed breed.
Would you call them mutt or anything like that? A worthless or a noisy dog? What'd you call it?
Well, I've heard people call dogs a mutt, but we never. Papa had names for his hog dogs, special names. So did my husband have a name for his dog. Lillian had two dogs when she got grounded, and one was Bob and one was Shorty. One didn't have any tail at all and called it Bob, and the other one was Shorty. Mm-hmm. And we took them over here